are entitled to education, but access to school nutrition remains a challenge. Education activist Hendrik Makaneta, who is online now, says budget allocations based on birth certificates often exclude these children. Hendrik, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much indeed for having me.
Thanks for taking the time again. Hendrik, essentially, is this squarely about the amount of kids at our South African schools that are going to school hungry, are at school during the day, they remain hungry, irrespective of where their parents or they may be from? Is it about generally focusing on malnutrition that still exists in our schools and the fact that kids are at our schools having to learn but the bellies are empty? Or is it a focus of the broader aspect of a lot of foreign nationals and children at our schools and the fact that our education system is already grappling with its own challenges?
Well, you know, there is no doubt that the majority of our children in South Africa do get access to nutrition at school level, particularly those quintile one up to quintile three schools. But the reality is that since the ruling by the Makanda High Court, which said that even undocumented children should be registered in our schools, the you know, potency of the problem has escalated in a sense that, you know, there's more that is needed. But unfortunately, the budget for the school nutrition program is done according to birth certificates of learners. So those who don't have documents are not catered for in terms of the allocation of money that goes to a nutrition program. And for us, that is also a cause for great concern, because it means there are some learners who will be left behind, who will not be able to have food.
Mm. So essentially, you're, Hendrik, are we saying kids at our schools that are undocumented, they do not have a South African birth certificate, there are schools in South Africa that have a feeding scheme, and those schools would then exclude these learners from the feeding scheme, which means that they are not able to access some of those basic food items that could assist them with their nutrition for the day? No birth certificate, South African birth certificate, you're not part of the food program.
Yes, I believe that should be the case. But remember, teachers are also human. So in some of the schools, or in most of the schools, however, you'll find that they just cater for them as well, despite the fact that you know, they may not have the necessary documents, because it cannot be fair for the child to just sit and watch whilst his or her peers are having lunch, especially those who come from you know, families that cannot afford. But of course, the bottom line is that if they are catered for, it means that if everybody is going to take part, they may, you know, there might be food shortage in some of the schools.
Now, are there any legal parameters or protections that it currently exist for undocumented children to ensure that, yes, one, they can still gain access to basic education, and perhaps in the same breath also gain access to the school's feeding scheme and program? Is there no recourse for undocumented kids?
Well, there is a recourse for undocumented children in terms of access to higher education. Basic education, rather. You will recall that, you know, the matter came to fore at a time when the Eastern Cape provincial government wanted to exclude some of the children, especially those without documentation. So the ruling by the Eastern Cape High Court, which said in Makanda, decided to say that, you know, undocumented children, which include children of illegal foreigners, are now able to attend all our public schools. And so this is a case that came as a result of an application that was made by the Center for Child Law, which is based at the University of Pretoria. It was made in 2017 after, you know, the province of Eastern Cape, you know, was not able to, you know, they wanted to take away the scheme. So that recourse is already there. It's law, or some people may call it case law, because of the ruling that was made. The only challenge, of course, is this one of the nutrition, which I think must also be ironed out.
Mm. Two things, Hendrik. We've got about two and a half minutes. Number one, is this ruling only relative for now to the Eastern Cape? And will we see other regions and other provinces in the country also extend to the same ruling? And should we not see perhaps a more proactive stance being adopted and collaborative efforts between NGOs, civil society and government departments, that they can all actually proactively work together to ensure that all learners have access to education and nutrition?
Well, remember, in terms of case law, it does not necessarily apply to the children in the Eastern Cape. Once any court makes a ruling, in terms of case law, that particular law becomes extended to any other child who is in the parameters of South Africa or within our borders. So, this to answer your question, all children, you know, are catered for by that particular ruling. And of course, if you look also in terms of the Immigration Act, you know, Immigration Act as well does not prohibit the admission of illegal foreign children into schools. You know, it actually, if you look at Section 39 as well as Section 42 of this Immigration Act, which was, you know, made by Parliament in 2002, it also addresses the same issue. So whether there are challenges or not, in terms of access, the access is granted. But we think that given the nature and character of our state of finances, if you look at the austerity measures that have been announced by government, it means there will always be a shortage, not only of you know, nutrition, but also other you know, things such as classrooms and so on, especially where we face overcrowding. But we think that government must really work around the clock to make sure that our children can be able to create their future for themselves.
Indeed. Hendrik Makaneta, education activist, thanks for joining us in PM Drive and Voice of the Cape.
Thank you very much indeed.